Intelsat has taken a number of Iranian channels off the air in Europe based on an order by the United States. The U.S. Office of Foreign Assets Control, OFAC, has ordered the international broadcast services provider to shut down Iranian channels, including Sahar, Jamajam, IRINN, and Al-Kosar. Press TV was not included in the list of channels that have been removed. European satellite provider Eutelsat also took Iranian channels off the air last week. It said the decision was made by the European Union, but the EU later told Press TV that Eutelsat had taken the decision on its own. Press TV has learned that Israeli lobbies have stepped up their pressure on international satellite companies to ban Iranian channels. Chris Story is a political analyst who joins us on the phone from Richmond, Virginia, to give us his thoughts on this. Well, Chris Story, first we have Eutelsat appearing to have taken Press TV off the air based on orders from the EU, even though the EU has denied that. And Intelsat now on order of the United States taking Iranian channels off the air. Why do you think there's a campaign against Iranian TV and radio channels?
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on. What I think is driving this is the criminal leaders of the European Union and the United States government, which are the same people, the owners of the private central banks. They don't like to be exposed in a way that that might make the people turn against them. I think it's that simple.
Well, it's interesting that Chris Story, the first. Okay, I apologize. It's Chris Dorsey. I do apologize for that. It's interesting, Chris Dorsey.
Oh, no problem.
It's interesting that Eutelsat took a list of channels, which was 19 of them. Press TV was one of them, which is English-speaking, and it's on news. But in this move, Press TV was not on that list. So it makes the outlook from the outside, which looks like it's a violation of freedom of speech, it's kind of puzzling why this move was made when Press TV was not on it. What is your take on it?
Well, I agree. When governments state that they have a freedom of press and a freedom of speech and certain television stations are targeted, I would say that, I mean, it's definitely a violation of freedom of speech. Now, as far as leaving some television stations on and taking others off, I'm really not sure exactly why they're picking and choosing. I know through my own experience that the institutions that control the satellite companies, and they're the same institutions that control the governing bodies, and it's all controlled by the central banking cartel that finances everything, and that's the European Central Bank and the Federal Reserve Bank and the Bank for International Settlements. It's all the same organization, and they own the military industrial complex, they own the media, they own the pharmaceutical industry, they own the petrochemical industry, and they want to stay in control of these things. And they know the people are figuring out that they're carrying out supreme crimes against the people on the planet, and that the people are literally gunning for them.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much. Chris Dorsey, political activist there from Richmond.